This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Short Term 12 is a new film depicting life at a short-term foster care facility for kids in crisis. Brie Larson stars as the character Grace. She's on what's called the line staff at the center, and it's a job that challenges her physically and emotionally. Here's a clip from the film where Grace is confronting her boss about a girl with an abusive past.
I am on the floor every day with those kids, and last night, that girl sat next to me, and she cried, and she tried to tell me the only way that she knew how.
Grace, you are a line staff. It's not your job to interpret tears. That's what our trained therapists are here for.
Then your trained therapists don't know shit.
To prepare for her role, Brie Larson spent time with staff at a real halfway house. She describes an intense bond between counselors and the kids they care for, but also a necessary distance.
You have to keep a certain wall between the two. It has to stay very professional. You have to hug from the side, and each kid, you have to, much like a parent, you expect different things from them. And the tone of my character changes depending on which kid she's talking to, because they all need a different voice and a different approach.
Hmm. What was it like to shadow this woman and to come up against some of those issues, just even trying to navigate your physical distance with these kids?
It's really a beautiful thing to watch. They are masters of a really delicate craft, because it's this combination of using tough love and force, and also being patient and allowing them to kind of come to you. Not letting them push you around is a huge thing. Most of these kids have been so incredibly let down by everyone around them, and so they're waiting for these line staff or for their therapist to let them down as well. So they push certain buttons in order to try and get a reaction. So you have to have this really core inner strength, but also be able to relate and have humor and love and try and warm them up to just human beings again, and that connections are not always just going to be cut off.
Your character's name is Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And you play her with this well-calibrated balance of detachment and engagement. It is such emotionally draining work to invest in these kids. There has to be a need to let it affect you enough to care, but not enough to paralyze you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dance, really. The woman that I was shadowing, I was so impressed by how she handled everything. She just didn't get rocked by these kids. I asked her how she does it, because she had been at that job for over 20 years, and she said, "You let go." I didn't understand that concept, I guess. I thought that being a selfless person was the ultimate idea of a human being, and you give and give and give. I didn't have this balance between the fiction and the reality of coming home and knowing what was me and allowing myself to recharge so that I could go back the next day with the same amount of fight as I did the day before. So I would spend my day filming scenes and delving into this emotional character, and then I'd go home and watch South Park and eat cheesy pasta and laugh. Anything that feels like the opposite of what I was doing.
Which gave you, I imagine, new insight into Grace, because it becomes clear through the course of the film that Grace has had her own very troubled childhood. And she's experiencing the intensity of taking care of these kids on a daily basis. And then she goes home and doesn't deal with her own stuff.
Right. That's exactly it. That's the piece that's missing. Because for her, I think she's already decided for herself that she's broken. And I also think that it's hard to accept that people can influence you and can change the way that you perceive the world and the way that you perceive yourself. We don't want to allow this idea that because a father has not been a good father, that that can change us. We want to be stronger and smarter than that experience. And it starts to eat away at her, because she just keeps throwing it back to these kids, and she can't continue to mother others until she can mother herself.
The film is punctuated with several really emotional scenes. Marcus, who is a young man who's turning 18, and he's about to be required to leave the home. And he is asked if he can shave his head before he leaves. Why does Marcus want this to happen?
that scene is a metaphor for him of exposing himself in a way that he hadn't before. He's going to be aging out of this facility. When you turn 18, you're not allowed to stay at these facilities anymore. And it's a really scary situation for a lot of these kids because they don't have anybody outside of this facility. And the line staff are encouraged to not have a relationship with these kids or stay in touch with them afterwards so that they can find their way. And that scene is a moment where he starts to see himself for the first time and as separate from his past and as this new whole being. And I believe it gives him a new strength for when he leaves the facility.
Was it clear when you filmed it that this would be one of the emotional turning points in the film?
It was a really emotional scene to shoot. I cried through pretty much every take. My character would not cry, but I couldn't hold it in. It was just a really heavy scene to do, especially since we were shooting in a really tight space. It's in a really small bathroom. We were all very close and experiencing this thing together that felt very moving.
You're 23 years old, is that right?
Yeah.
So you're only a few years older than the kids who are portrayed in this film.
Yeah.
I wonder what that was like to think that your life experience, while perhaps vastly different from theirs, the length of time that separates you is so short.
Yeah, I think because of that, I felt like an older sister to a lot of them. A lot of the kids in the film, it was their first job, and so there was a natural role for me as the leader, not just for Grace on camera, but off camera as well. And it was such a wonderful experience to be able to show what a positive energy on a set looks like and how it's a very strange concept when you're making a film to understand that it's an art project that's shared by about 100 people and the performances are so much informed by the energy and feeling of camaraderie and teamwork and mutual respect, and that it's not just about them, it's about everybody.
Brie Larson stars in the new movie Short Term 12 in select theaters now. She joined us from her studios in New York. Brie, it was such a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.